Shvuas Perek Vav Mishnehei. Ve'elu dvarim she'en nishbar na'alehem. There are certain categories of nechosim that there could be a toin v'nitin on it, and Bezin's going to have to pass him, but they cannot use a shvuah. There's no chalois shvuah, at least not midaraisa, on either one of the parties in the following categories. Let's read them all together, and then we'll explain. Ho'avodim, if there's a dispute about the bailus of an eved, v'ashtorois, we'll have to see what that means, v'akarkois v'agdeshois. We'll start from karkois, because this is a din that we discussed already. On karka, there are certain types of hilchis momen that are not chal. The klal is learnt along with the pratim that are each din that we're going to have over here in the Mishnah from the pasuk that says in Parsha Shomrim with the shvua with Maidim Miktat. It's all mixed together. It's what's called Beloshna Gemorim Bavakam Bavmetzi Iruv Parshias Ksiv Kan, which means in Parshas Mishpatim Perek Chav Beis, the Torah mixes together a person being moider ki hu zeh, which means, asher yoymar ki hu zeh, means he's moider that much and not more. That's the din of moider mixes. And the Torah writes it in the parasha of Shomrim. But l'cher, the two chiyuvim are distinct chiyuvim, like we've explained before. And the Torah says in that context, al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al seh, al salmo, al kol avoyde. Why does the Torah have to be mefaret? So here the Gemara has a famous drosh, al kol dvar pesha is a klal. Al shor, al chamor, al sel, some of these are obviously protim. Al kol aved is a klal. Klal upratu klal, the golden rule of the way Chazal darshan, klal upratu klal, is that the klal of all these things which have shvuas Hashem tia ben shteim, v'nikav balabais elo alakim, in order to be mashbir, the teve is mashbir, the nishba, all have that the protim, the specific object on which the shvua is chal, has to be kein aprat. It has to be similar to these things. These protim that we just mentioned, all of them are what's called the Lashon Chazal. Dova ha-metaltul v'gufay momen. They're all metaltul, lafuke karka. The bailus of metaltul and the bailus of karka are fundamentally different. The way to prove bailus, the way to be koina, the responsibilities, the transfer, and the illegal taking from one person to another are all fundamentally different by karka metaltin. So this is not stomach zeh zakos, but there's a lot of lumdas to it as well. But one of the dinim that's mavur over here is that in the parsha of shvua, the shvua Hashem tia ben shteim is only on something that's metaltin and not karka, as well as it has to be a dover shegufay momen. Gufay momen means the thing itself is worth money, not just that it's a way to get money. This is the makar to learn out shtaris. So karka is the fundamental principle. Avodim over here is because in dine deiraiso avodim hukshu lekarkois. There might be stamak zeres hakosuv, and there might be room to be mechalik between which dinim avodim hukshu lekarkois. There's also a logic to it. Karkois, like we said, the bailus and the financial dinim therein are different between metaltin and karka. Avodim also the regular bailus of it's my bike, so I ride it, so I have it, so I'm holding on to it. By an eved, it doesn't shtim so much. The derech of chazok and bava basu is different. The derech of being koine avodim is doima lekakois. So avodim is hukash lekakois. Shtoros, like we said, is not gufe momoin. Hegdeshois is a separate din, because the Torah says in the same pasuk, ki yiten ish el reyeu. It has to be something that's nitten linesino. Yitin ish o reyeu, kesef oy kelim, lishmar. So yitin ish o reyeu theoretically could be anything, but kesef o kelim, lishmar is another klal, but kesef o kelim is a prat. So the klal of yitin ish o reyeu has to be doimit to kesef o kelim, has to be metalfon. And it has to be something which is also nitin miyad echod l'reyeu. Hegdeshois belongs to Hegdesh. It's not nitin miyad echod l'reyeu. So that's the klal over here. Elu dvarim she'en nishbar na'alehem, there is no din shvua, again, midiraisa. Midirabonon, even things that are potter from a shvua deiraisa, can have a shvua sesis. The same way you said that koifer ha'koil, there's a later takon of amirom that is a shvua midirabonon, these things might have as well under certain circumstances. The Mishnah goes weiter. The nishbar na'alehem, the Mishnah doesn't explain which shvua. Yes. Also, if there's an eid echod that any of these things belong to Reuven, not to Shimon, then Shimon won't have to be nishba. And Avodim will be the same. The Gedorim of Muchzokus, because remember that a Shvua is always when there's a Noitel who's being Teveya from a Muchzik, and the Muchzik is protecting his turf, he's protecting his Bailus that he has, it's a Shvua Saniftor. So who's the Niftor, who's the Muchzik on an Eved? Somebody who's physically holding on to an Eved? Is an Eved considered Muchzokus, the one who's holding on to him? He's sleeping in somebody's house. That makes him a muchzik on the Eved. That's a good shaila. The place for that shaila is the third parak in Bava Basra. Karka as well. Who's the muchzik on Karka? The answer to that is in Perek Chesk Sabbatim in Bava Basra. Shtorois makes sense. A physical muchzik. Hekdeshois could be a chef. It also has a physical muchzik. So there would be a nishba aleihem. The shvua of Moide B'miktsas with an Eved, you can't argue about an Eved, one Eved, if he owes his hand or his feet. So we have to say that he owes an Eved. He says three Avodim, he says two Avodim, which remains to be seen. Maybe each Eved is a separate tefillah, and one has nothing to do with the other, and it goes into Chitin and Tzairim, what we just learned about. That's a good question. But certainly, Shvuas HaShemrim makes sense. And in that, the answer is that there are no chiyuvei shomrim. It's not only a function of the shvua that doesn't exist. There are no chiyuvei shmira. Like we said, the pasuk of ki yitin ish oreihu kesef kelim, the chiyuvei shmira that lie in the yitin ish oreihu do not exist, except by dava metalta begufei mamon. Reuven could give over his field, his house, his evet, to watch the Shimon. If Shimon doesn't do his job, if he was a salaried worker, he could take away his salary. But in terms of Shmira, that is Mechuyiv, Shvuas HaShemim, there is no Chiyuv HaShemim. And the Mishnah continues, other dinim that don't have. Ein bam tashlume kefel, v'loy tashlume abo v'chamisha. Tashlume abo v'chamisha, anyways, only exists by a shor or a seh. But in terms of tashlume kefel, anything that's stolen, if Reuven steals Shimon's car, in the middle of the night, so he would be chayv kefil. But over here, the Torah says, "Al kol dvar pesha." In that pasuk also lies chiyuv gneva, because the pasuk says, "Asher yashiru nalekim." If Bezdin finds him guilty, which means Bezdin found him guilty, he made a shvua that the chayfets was stolen and it would pater him up. In that case, the Torah is mechadish as if he stole it. The Torah says, "Yishalim shnayim l'reeu." So in that parsha of Kefel, the Torah puts in also in the context of the Klal Prado Klal. And then Memelo, there is no din of Tashlume Kefel. Of course, Tashlume Abav Chamish, like we said, there isn't. By Karko, by Avodim, by Shtoros, by Ekdeshis. Shemichinam eni nishba, noisisocho eni mishalim. The din of a Shemichinam is that he was potter on anything that's not his fault. The only thing he's chayvaz is on Pesher. We'll see more about this a little bit later. But for now, a Shemichinam would be chayiv to back up if he wants to be potter. A, that he wasn't Pesher on the Chavetz. B, he wasn't Sheleach Yad, which means that he didn't misappropriate the Chavetz, which would make him chayiv under any circumstances. C, which is really A, is that a Shemichinam is chayiv, that the Chavetz is gone, that's not Tachas Yodoy. Noisei Socher, somebody who's paid to watch something, is chayiv on Gneva Vaveda. Then that's why the Mishnah doesn't say any nishba, as if he could swear everything away. But what the Mishnah adds is, Noisisocha eni mishalim. He doesn't have the chi of tashlumim, because like we said, the p'tur over here is not only legabi the din shvua of a nikav ba'al bayis elo alekim, and he's under chi of to make a shvua. But it's even on the chiyuve shmira, therefore eni mishalim. Reb Shimon Omer, kochim shechayiv ba'achriyuson, Nishboin Alem. Reb Shimon is Mechadish, a very interesting svar. This is the famous Shita where Reb Shimon holds that Dova Hagoyim Lomom Kumom Dami, which means like this. Theoretically, when a person takes a behemoth that's in his barn and he says, Hare Ze. I'm sorry, he doesn't say Hare Ze Oilo. He says Hare Olai Oilo. He obligates himself to bring an oil and then he's Magdish a certain behemoth. He plans to bring it to Yerushalayim as his carbon oil. He'll be Yotzi De Chavosi. In the interim, somebody broke into the barn and stole that behemoth. The behemoth per se doesn't belong to the Balabais anymore. It's a carbon oil. It belongs to Gavoya. It belongs to Hagdish. You didn't steal from the Balam, but you did. Why? Because Lamaisa, when the Ganif steals that behemoth, the Balabais who said Harel Oil is going to have to replace it. It might not be stolen from him in the regular sense, in dollars and cents, but there is dollars and cents because it's Goyrim L'momad that he's going to have to replace it with something else. We call that, Reb Shimon Oimer, Dova HaGoyrim L'momoin K'momin Domi. Even if it doesn't have actual value, but if it causes deficit in value, so then Memela, that itself has bailus. There are a few points to make here. One point is a yeshivish point, and it's really a kasha of Tosfos, as I saw from the Ktzois and Reb Chaim. The kasha is that shtoris might not be gufei momen, but certainly goyim l'momen. If Reuven is holding on to notes of debt, they're quite valuable because he's not going to be able to collect the choy from Shimon. So let's say they're stolen, or he entrusts them by a shomer who leaves them out, and they get lost. Maybe he can't be mechayiv al shtoris because ain't gufei momen. But why wouldn't the fact that it's goyrim l'momen, because the loss thereof causes Reuven a tremendous hefse? He could have notes of debt that are worth millions of dollars. He's now not going to be able to collect it. Why is that not itself a davar goyrim l'momen? That's a very good question. You have to say that something which has inherent value can be defined as having inherent value to the bailim. It's gufei momen, it just doesn't have value to the bailim because it belongs to Hagdish. The goyrim l'momen can define the chefetz as still being b'shusoy to be called a loss. A piece of paper is a piece of paper. And as a famous shaila, what happens if somebody is a soyrif shtaroysov shal chaveroi? Soyrif shtaroysov shal chaveroi, the Gemara says that Batsim all he is a Groma de Nezikin. The Gemara says not a Groma, he's a Garmi. And because of that, there's a Mandama who's Doin Dina de Garmi, is a Shiloh. Whether that din of Doin Dina de Garmi, he caused him the loss of the Choyv that he would collect with that Shtai, even though he didn't really destroy the Choyv, he just took away the ability to collect the Choyv. Whether that din is Deraisa, Derabon, why not say, according to Reb Shimon, Dova Garim Lamomen is Bailus of Momen? Again, the same Teretz has to be true. That's something which is inherently not Momen. Reb Shimon is not talking about that. And this is, again, different areas of Halacha where Achreinim and Rishreinim have such kashas. Another point worth mentioning is that the Mishnah says that Karka does not have Kefil, which would denote that it does have Gneva. There's another din, Karka ain't in Exelus. There's no way to steal Karka. If Reuven goes into Shimon's house, picks up Shimon by the scruff of his neck, throws him out, locks the door behind him. Shimon might be out of house and he's sleeping on the street because he was thrown out of his own house, but Reuven didn't steal the house from Shimon. Avad, it's a terrible aver, but he didn't do a maisa gneva on the house. Where would there be a havamina that there should be a chi of kefil? The only answer to that, the way it would be shaykh to steal karka, would be if somebody has a field, to literally pick up the fence and move over the fence, and with that, he's moving over where his bailus is defined. That would be a possible answer, where there would be a gneva on the karka that you have to pater because the din, there's a klal prat klal that paters from tashlumei kefil. Another point worth mentioning is that even though we said that not only chiyuve shvuas shomrim don't exist on karka, avodim, shtoris, and ekdeshes, also the etzim chiyuve shmira don't exist on these categories. The Rambam is mechadish that a shomer, chinam or shem isocher, that's poisheya on karka will be chayv. Tremendous chiddush. The Rav is matmir l'chayv. There's no parash of shomer. Kanira, the way that Achranim explained that the Rambam holds that pshia doesn't just mean a dereliction, a lack of carrying out one's duty to watch it. Once one has Torah shmira, a pesheya blibes a mazik. That means, if I go to your house and open up the front door, and because of that, a ganav comes in and steals, I'm a groma balma, I'm chai b'dinei shamayim, furish gemara b'vakama daf nun vav. However, if you entrusted me with your valuables, and I left the front door of my house open, that would be considered as if I took those chafetzim, since I have responsibility. By leaving the door open, I'm throwing them out into the street. That's a ma'aseh mazik b'yodayim, and there I'd be chayv. So by karka also, I could be chayv al mazik. The parsha of shmira exists enough to define the pesheya on somebody else's karka as a mazik. And this is very relevant to halacha. Somebody lends somebody else a bungalow, a house, and he's negligent, and a fire breaks out, or there's water damage, whatever it is. Could he be chayv? According to the Rambam, yeah, if it's Basher. According to the Ravid, he could only be chayv if he did hezek b'yadayim, he actually lit the fire, or he actually made the water. Not just he was Basher in watching the property. Mishnah Vov. Remeya Oimer, yesh dvarim shein b'karka v'enike karka. The klal that we just mentioned, that karka is nismayed from dinei kefala, bava chamisho, shvua, shmira, and other dinim that we find in the Torah. There are things which are like karka and they're not like karka. There are certain things that aren't necessarily your muskurishin that defined as karka, and they have certain dinim of karka. The mayor leaves it vague at this point. Now he's going to explain. Whatever that idea is, ve'en chachomim moedim loy. Okay, so what's the case? Eser gifanim tu'unois masar t'lecho. Reuven comes to the bezin, and he's tevea shimin. Says, I gave you to watch in my field 10 vines of gefanim that were ripe. Tunis, they were full of fruit. They were ready to harvest. I asked you to watch them. You accepted that responsibility. V'alo imeinei alechomish was 5. Remeh mechayim shvua. V'acham moim kolam mechubu lekaka arayu kekaka. Chacham say it's kaka. The Remeh says it's not kaka. Now Remeh clearly agrees to the principle that kaka does not have dinishmi. So what is he talking about? This is a famous shita of Remeh that holds anovim ho'imdim libotzer, grapes that are ready to be harvested. We don't want grapes, they're not growing anymore. They're ready to be harvested. Tomorrow morning is the harvest season. We know that ganovim could break into the vineyard tonight and clean out the field. That's why I hired shomrim, and I put them in a position of responsibility. Anovim ho'imdim libotzer kiptzurim domi. Something that's oimid to be in a different state is we look at it halachically that it's already there, and mamela we look at it as metalklum, the rabbanan are not masking. Again, this is a concept that could be true on different levels, there gotta be different areas of halacha. If something has a halacha status, but it's oimid to be something else, a chefetz that's oimid to be torumi menetrumas amaisus, something that's oimid liois nifter, something which is oimid l'tvila, do we see it already as having already a certain state of dinim afterwards? Remeya says that l'gabi this din. Lavdafki, you could extrapolate other areas in halacha. It's a fascinating raid in achreinim, how far you could take this shita of Remeya. Now there's something very interesting about this din. The Gemara says in Shvuas Moide B'miktas, which is what we're talking about, he asks him for 10, he says 5. Shvuas Moide B'miktas. The din of Moide B'miktas is when Reuven is tevei Shim $10, and Shim says, I owe you 5. Okay? There's an outstanding tvir, there's a hoido on parts, so on the rest, there's going to be a shvua. The Gemara says, in the case of Helach, which means Reuven is tevei 10, Shim says, 5 I owe you, here it is. So then the other 5, there's no shvua. Why? The rationale behind it is that if Shimon says, okay, I owe you 5, so now the part of the claim was recognized, and that creates a Moed B'miktas, and that's why there's a Chiv Shua. However, if Shimon says, 5, I owe you, and here it is, the here it is means there's no story. There's no Din Udvarim. The case is over. The 5 is paid. So Mel, if the 5 is paid, the whole Din Ter is on the other 5. The Din Ter on the other 5, he's a Kaifer HaKoel. The same is true, even if he doesn't pay him, but the chefetz is here and available. It has to be an outstanding debt. Now, we have a problem. He's tevehim esek fanim. He says, enei alechomish. And what's with that 5? L'chore, the pshat has to be. And you take a look over here, the mefarshim, Tesyanta brings it from the Rishonim. Raj, but the Ran, there might be other pshatim. But the Raj, and the Ran say, a very posh davar. We're talking about that the vines were destroyed. Ganovim broke in. So it's not outstanding. So he's tevehim 10. He's moida on 5, which fruits don't exist anymore. So it's not halach, and that's why it could be chayiv. So now frektzich apash to shaylo. Why is this karka? Reuven is tevei Shimon. I gave you, I entrusted you to watch 10 vines of mine, full of fruit, full of grapes. What is he being tevei? The grapes? The grapes are gone. He's being tevei cash. It was worth $1,000. He says, no, I was only pashe on 500. I owe you the 500. So it's a regular din of dvarim. He owes him 1,000. He says he owes him 500. That's karka? That's a din of dvarim on cash. What you have to say is that the tashlumim of karka is not just a tashlumim, but that is as if he's replacing the karka, and therefore it's called a tvias karka. There's a lot of raid on this Indian, which is pointing out the Ikamara Mokin. One way to say it would be to say that he's Tevehim 10, and he says, 5 I watched, and here they are. The other 5 that are missing, you never entrusted me. That's why they're missing, because I didn't watch them. So really, it blibes his Tevehim 10, his Moidan 5, the 5 that are here is Taka Tvias Karka, and really he made a Hoidan, something which is Karka, and it's here, and it's Taka Elif, and that's why there's no Chiyuv. That's one of the complications of this Mishnah. Now let's learn the Sefer of the Mishnah. Ein nishborin ela al dova shebemida shebemishkel shebeminyan. The Tvia of Moidan b'miktzas has to be on something which has a designated size, Mido. Mishkal has to have a designated weight. Minyan has to have a designated number. Ketzad. Bayis mole mosar tlucha. I gave you a whole storehouse, a whole house full of tvua. Vikis mole. I gave you a whole wallet full of money. Mosar tlucha. Valo eme. Any of there? I don't know how much was there. Lamashi nachta tonight or whatever was there, that's what's there. I did a good job watching it. So what's he being done? He said, no, this wasn't all. He's not teveh him this many pounds and he's moidan that many pounds. Potter. That's not a tvia. It's not a defined tvia, and therefore it does not fall under the parish of Kiyuzer. There's no shvua ben shneim. Ze oima ad aziz. He tells him the tvua over here filled the storehouse until that doorpost. Ze oima ad achaloy. No. It only went up to the window. So it's not poundage. It's not amount. But it is weight. It's a certain amount of volume. So then, Chayiv, any way you could define it in a designated, defined way. 1,000 pounds? No, 500 pounds. This many stalks? No, that many stalks. This height? No, that height. That would all be b'midah b'mishko b'minyan. B'chiyah gavna, there would be a chiyuv.